Good morning. I'll call this commission special meeting to order. It's Monday, February 10th, 2014. We're in the city commission chambers. It's 10 a.m. Present are Commissioner Yates, Vice Mayor DeFranco, Mayor Blucher, Commissioner Jones, and Commissioner Cook. Also is our city manager, Mr. Lewis, city attorney, Robert Robinson. We have the clerk, Helen Rainbow, and Ida Strong is recording. We also have the police and fire here. With that, if everybody would stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We only have the one item on for approving the agenda, so I won't really ask for that. Item one, discussion regarding the possible acquisition of the McCall Ranch property. With that, city manager.
Thank you, Mayor and Commissioners. As you know, at our last workshop, you provided direction to staff working with the city attorney's office to look into the auction going up for this property and see whether or not there was any interest on the part of the Water Management District to somehow partner on a portion, none or all of the property that's going up for auction. Pursuant to that direction from the Commission, we did talk to the Water Management District. I actually spoke to the Executive Director last week, and we had a conversation, and he indicated that while they have always valued this particular property for obvious reasons, particularly when it comes to their mission, that their previous offer that you all had received a copy of, I think it was back in March in 2013, was really where they could only value the property at. Also that they had no authorization to proceed with acquiring the land beyond that, and that they couldn't participate in the auction process anyhow, based on some of the same regulations that apply to us that the city attorney will go into. The city attorney, his staff, and our staff have worked on looking into how the auction would work, as well as whether or not we could even participate in that process. And if it's okay with the commission and the city attorney, I think he'd like to add some comments on that part of it.
Sure. City attorney?
Yeah, thank you. Just so the commission understands, we pulled all of the information we could get out of the auction company that has been hired by the bankruptcy court to conduct the auction. South Florida Sod, Inc. is presently in a bankruptcy in the Middle District in Orlando. So we reviewed, I think there were five different sets of documents. One of probably the most important things we learned is that this auction is being driven by the present primary lien holder on the property, which is a company called Orange Hammock, and they hold a $10 million mortgage on the property, which is now up to about $13 million with interest and attorney's fees. And they were the ones that had petitioned the bankruptcy court to auction this property in satisfaction. So one of the first things that any bidder is going to need to understand is that there is a $13 million credit right off the bat. So the hurdle you have to get over right off the bat is that you've got to, this isn't going to sell for less than $13 million. The second thing that it's not an unusual auction, but it is confusing to understand how it works. I probably can't do it justice to try to explain it to you, but I think the long and the short of it is they're initially going to auction off nine separate parcels, which are the total, and then there is an opportunity for somebody after that's over to buy the entire thing. So even if you were high bidder on an individual parcel, you may get trumped at the end on a high bid for the entire thing. And we can go into more detail, but I don't think it's necessary. because this is an auction, and unfortunately or fortunately, governments rarely, if ever, participate in auctions. And the reason is because most governments, whether they're cities or counties or, for that matter, the Water Control District, they have a statutory process that they must follow in order to participate. Ours is found in 166.045, and that statute provides that if you don't, you as a city, this is 166, of course, is the one that relates to us. County ones would be found in 125, and the water district ones are found in the section that deals with water districts, water control districts. But in ours, it specifically provides that there's a process here, and that if your charter and you have an ordinance that's different, you can follow that. But if you don't, and Northport does not, then we must follow the provisions of this statute. And that's not uncommon. You don't see, not every city in the state has its own ordinance for buying real property. So it's not uncommon for municipalities to follow the statute. And the Attorney General has opined on more than one occasion that, yes, municipalities are required to follow this statute if they don't have their own process. So there are things about the auction process that make it completely incompatible with the requirements of this statute. For example, because of what the dollar amount of this is going to be, you would have been required to have two appraisals done in advance by yourselves that were compliant with Florida statutes. There are two appraisals in the auction company information, but they were done in 2010 and 2011. They were commissioned by the landowner at that time, and I don't believe they would comply with the government requirements for having an appraisal done. Also, we are required to bring a contract to the commission for approval with basically 30 days public notice. And obviously, if you go to the auction on Wednesday and you bid and you are successful, you own it. You're going to have to close on it. And there's no time to comply with the statute. So I think that's why you aren't going to see any governmental entities participating on Wednesday in the auction. And I think John has now confirmed with Swift Mud that's their position. I've not spoken to anybody at the county, but I'm familiar with 125, which is their section. I don't believe that they could participate either. This just isn't typically how government buys property. There's a certain amount of due diligence that has to be done. There's a certain amount of transparency that must be associated with any process like this that results eventually in a public hearing where a contract is brought to the commission for approval. The commission would have had the benefit of reviewing the appraisals. Those are done in advance. And so, not to belabor this, even apart from the fact that I think that it's going to take way more than $13 million to buy this property, you're going to be prohibited from participating on your own. Now, the statute says nothing about, partnering with other people, but I don't see how we would be that would really change the fact that we would still need, even when we bought Warm Mineral Springs, and I hate to bring that up, but even when we bought Warm Mineral Springs, we still did the two appraisals. It was all brought to the commission in a public meeting two public meetings. And that's what would have to happen here. And we just don't have time to do that. The auction is Wednesday at 2:00. So unfortunately now, I'm not recommending this, but obviously if you feel that strongly about it, we could enact an emergency ordinance to establish procedures for buying real property. I've actually got an example of it. We pulled out of Bel Air. But again, I don't recommend that. I don't think that's the way you go about establishing your own process for how you want to buy real property. I don't know that this is really an emergency. I mean, anybody who's involved in either agriculture or land development has known about this for at least since December. The bankruptcy court, I think, ordered the auction. I've got the orders in here, but I think that was in December. So most of us knew this was going to happen. It didn't just pop up last Friday when you all discussed it. I mean, it's been out in the out there for a while. So, but I don't want to, because the statute 166.041, which is the statute on adopting ordinances, does provide for emergency ordinances. We've done emergency ordinances before in advance of Hurricane Charlie and things like that. That's your typical emergency ordinance. So I would have a hard time, I think, telling you this is an emergency. But in any event, if you felt that strongly, we'd have to have a meeting tomorrow. You can adopt it on a two-thirds vote with you know, probably the example we have that just basically allows you to participate in an auction. But I don't advise that. I have discussed with prior management whether the city should or shouldn't have its own process for buying real property. Seems to me at some point in time the commission has discussed that, but I can't remember when it was or what the result was. Bottom line is we don't have that process, and so we are required to follow the statute. So unfortunately, I don't see any way for you legally to participate, even if you want to on Wednesday, in the auction process.
Okay. Commission, some questions? I just have a couple. I asked to have this just brought forward. I think my intent was really to let the world know that we're watching the property and that the property is within the boundaries of Northport. As far as buying it, my largest concern, city attorney, was that some other government entity would be involved in that territory, and per our strategic plan, it's very important for us that I think most of us would prefer that we keep that in private hands. My only question that I want to talk a little bit about today, is there any protections that the city of Northport should put on that property prior to it being auctioned that say would give us protections, and specifically on water?
You know, without giving that any more thought than just now, I don't know the answer to that question, but I don't see how you get it done before the auction is Wednesday. I mean, this thing is going to sell, if it sells, either for the credit amount or something in excess of that. So I don't know how you would I really don't know how you would enact something before then. And then what protections are we talking about? We talking groundwater protections? We talking surface water protections? This property was in the middle of a DRI process at one time. And as this commission probably can imagine, the bureaucratic red tape associated with that process and wetlands protection and wetland preservation and wetland mitigation and all of that is significant. In addition to our own requirements within our own code for the large scale development of that piece of property. So logistically, I don't know how you do something off the cuff because there is this whole other level of protections out there associated with wetlands in the state of Florida that have existed since the 70s. And those would have dictated, you know, where the development can go and what wetlands could be disturbed, what wetlands would have to be mitigated against if they were disturbed, that sort of thing. Obviously, Swift Mud regulates groundwater in the state. That's predominantly their jurisdictional area. We might not have jurisdiction to regulate groundwater. I think probably not. But I don't know really how to other answer it. I mean, we have 48 hours. This thing's going to sell at 2:00 on Wednesday.
But and you hit the areas of my concern, the groundwater, you got the Peace River Water Authority, you've got Swift Mud, you've got that, and we don't know. You know, at one time we talked about dropping some wells in there, some test wells, but that was with the private, when you had the other private owner involved with that, and I guess there's some unknowns out there that I'd like to know, but with it not being my property, I Can't know that. And that's all I'm looking at. Is there some things that maybe we should do, maybe we shouldn't, prior to that sale, or to at least be notifying the public or the world that we do have some interest in certain things of that prior to the sale.
Well, if it's sold in chunks, it's hard for me to see what they're going to do with it. If you look at the appraisals, you know, the cost of ag land versus development land are two very different things. And if people buy it in chunks, it really depends on what they're going to use it for. You know, I think you're going to see bidders who have an interest in ag land, not development land. And they may not want the whole thing. They may want chunks of it. They may want it to run cattle. They may want it to hunt off of. And there's a lot of that that goes on in that area. I think you may also have people who are interested in, I'll call it a different kind of use for the property. You may have people who are interested in, I'll call it an alternate use. It's not hunting. It's not development. It's something else. And then you have the people that may be willing to bid the purchase price that probably it may fetch for the purpose of development. Buying a piece in the middle, if you looked at the nine sections, the way they're set up, obviously if you buy a piece in the middle of that, 600 acres, I think each of the parcels is roughly 600 acres. I don't know what that gets you in terms of your ability to develop, because you may not have access. So, again, if we have a one purchaser of the entire parcel for the purposes of development, well, I think they're going to be back in the situation of probably needing to go through a DRI process. And, again, that's a heightened level of scrutiny. There's a state level, certainly to some extent. There's Southwest Florida Regional Planning Council involved, and, of course, city code. Tuttle was 2 or 3 years into that and hadn't really even made a dent in it in the process. A lot of people could argue that he was just trying to get vested development rights so he could flip it, but certainly he spent a lot of money going through the process, and the process is there in it to deal with issues like water and other issues like transportation. You'll remember there was a large discussion about where was the interstate interchange going to go down there. Was it going to be at Raintree or Yorkshire? That's a rural section of interstate, so the distance between, you know, interchanges are different than the ones in the urban areas. Was that too close to River Road? Not River Road, but King's Highway. That whole process is there to deal with a myriad of issues like water and transportation, you'd like to hope that process would deal adequately with those issues. But is there something you could do between now and Wednesday that wouldn't look rushed, that might not be as well thought out or well prepared? I don't think so.
Okay, thank you. City Manager, did you, before you were looking like you wanted to say something?
No, Mr. Robinson covered it very well. Just remember when the city was looking at doing those monitor wells, and you know, we have that 100 acres, or give or take, for our future utility needs out near there. That was all being done through the process as he's talked about. It's not something we could force. It was something that was, you know, through the DRI and development agreement process. So. But that those things weren't actually done. Okay. So,
Commissioner, any other questions? Commissioner Cook?
I guess just one question, and I already actually spoke to the city attorney about it. And I know that you mentioned that if somebody buys the entire property, that it would be basically subject to state regulations regarding zoning. Is that right?
Well, the state doesn't have zoning regulations. It would be the auction materials are confusing, but my understanding is this is obviously within the city of Northport, within your jurisdictional boundaries, that it is Activity Center 8. I believe that's correct, which is obviously it is not in 8. I stand corrected then. So what it has then is it would still have the old county zoning for now, because that's what happens with annexed property. Annexed property comes out of the unincorporated area, comes into your city with county zoning until you change it. And so part of the DRI development process that Mr. Tuttle was going through was that very process, comp plan amendment and zoning changes to a mixed-use residential commercial development. That process never finished itself. So it looks to me like, you know, part of it's still county zoning, whether that be 1 to 160 or... So they would have to go through that process of coming through the city if they were going to develop it here, and they would actually have to go through the process of changing the zoning on the property and probably giving it some sort of comp plan designation, whatever that would be. I guess I'm incorrect. I thought this property, when we annexed it back in 2000, we did do a comp plan amendment, but I'm probably thinking of the Thomas Ranch because they were all done at approximately the same time, and there were comp plan amendments done for that. So yes, it will be coming to the city. There will be an application, obviously, that goes along with whatever, unless they're going to stay with the current county zoning, mm-hmm. which is a very light. Residential. Well, 1 to 160 couldn't be any.
Okay. Any other questions? Mr. Yates.
Yeah. Just to confirm, I thought the zoning on this was actually agricultural. Is that right?
That's the underlying land use is agriculture.
That's just the land use. But so the zoning does allow for
some residential. Yes.
Some residential. Thank you.
I was going to ask the same question.
I don't see any other questions. I have one public comment. Mr. Martinez.
I assume that you have a mic here. My name is Cliff Martinez. I'm a commercial realtor. I want to thank you for the time, commissioners, the city attorney. Did an excellent job of laying out exactly the steps that's going to be going forth probably on Thursday. Based on the information that he shared with you today, the folks that would be have an interest in acquiring that property have to pay an auction fee of 10%, which basically brings the property being purchased somewhere at a minimum of, based on the attorney's numbers, at $14.5 million, which means whoever's going to be buying this property will be cutting a check that they can cover on Friday for $2 million prior to the closing in 30 days thereafter. So either you're going to have someone that has very deep pockets to develop it, or it's not going to be foreclosed or sold at the auction, to be quite honest with you. There is a lot of interest, but then again, most folks realize that had the real interest, had those type of pockets, and they realize that if you're going to buy ag land, you're going to be buying at about $1,000 per acre. That property does not work out at $10 million at $12. That's about $2,000 per acre. So you're probably looking closer to at least $2,000 per acre. And therefore, you can't use agricultural use on it because you're going to go bankrupt on the next time. So you'll be the people who actually come to the table that will take it out from the current mortgage holders. They'll be looking to develop it at some point in time. And that's where the commissioners will have a chance to work with the folks to see what your vision is for that section of Northport. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. It's all the public comment I have. Any discussion by Commissioner at all? No? I believe, City Attorney, we don't have to take any action. We've got the
I've got one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Commissioner Jones.
Do you have the emergency of ordinance available?
Yeah, we didn't want to be unprepared, so we prepared one. This is really just the one out of Bel Air. We need to fix it, but Sarah is standing by at the office that we certainly could do that. But again, it's not my recommendation. That's how you that would be how you would go about a process of adopting an ordinance for the purchase of real property. And the auction is going to take place here in Northport on Toledo Blade Boulevard, somewhere out there, 2 p.m. on Wednesday.
Anything else, Commissioner?
Yes.
Yes, go right ahead.
We are to adopt the emergency ordinance and then go on and do it.
When you say do it, Commissioner Jones, are you saying that actually put out a bid?
Yes.
No, not yet. I think the city attorney described that. I don't have any questions for you and as far as a bid process, city attorney, would we have to decide that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think we need to talk a little bit about the parameters. It's probably going to be an emergency ordinance that relates solely to this purchase because that's what you typically see. I have concerns. I mean, nobody's going to get this unless you bid $13 million, all right, because you can't get over the credit hurdle. So otherwise, Orange Hammock gets it. So unless you have you have to, in good faith, have $13 million available to allow us to go in there and bid on this property. You could buy one of the nine parcels or two or something. I don't know which ones. I don't know why you'd want to do that. But you certainly could. I mean, that's how it's going to start out, is, you know, individual parcel purchases. But I still feel like this is going to be a single purchase sale eventually. So I think you have to, in good faith, have that, at least that much money for us to be able to bid on this and be able to close in good faith. Because if you don't, then we need to scale that back to a discussion about buying one or more individual parcels. And then we need to put the map up for you all to look at and say, well, which ones you're going to authorize us. You can't participate in an absolute auction like this if you don't have the resources and the funds. And at least based on, and I don't want to steal John's thunder, but at least based on what I was told, it wasn't more than about $6 million available to participate in this. So,
city manager,
get to you, Commissioner. I think maybe Mr. Robinson said when he was describing the process, please remember that the way, at least as I read the bankruptcy, and he can correct me if I'm wrong, is that each of these nine the way it will work is there'll be a bid, and then whoever's the high bidder goes and picks which parcel, and then you go through the process basically eight more times before there's a opportunity to do an upcharge on it and all that. So it's not even necessarily, you could say, get this particular one unless you said you're only authorized to bid. I don't think that's the way the system works.
No, and on round two through nine, if the bid isn't as much as the first bid, then first bidder gets the option to take the second through nine parcels for what he had bid. Let's say the first guy bids $2 million. He gets to pick. He picks parcel whatever. Then they do round two, and the bid's only $1.5 million. Well, the guy at $2 million gets to choose if he wants to buy it for that same amount of money. And so this is just going to then repeat itself. And then they go through this whole thing at the end about buying the whole thing for 10% over what everybody else has already bid for the other nine. So you might not even know. But, you know, how much you're going to spend. We are going to need an emergency ordinance. And if you don't have at least $13 million and you're only buying one or more individual parcels, and you'd need to, you know, direct us as to which of those to bid on and how much to bid. And we need to spend a good bit more time this morning kind of mapping all that out so that John and I get it right when we go. What?
So we can write something up for tomorrow.
Yeah, we'd have to, get it written up, but then also be very clear about what we're doing when we show up there on Wednesday to participate. And there's a earnest money deposit, I think, of $250 for the whole thing, and $250,000, and then $20 per 20 per parcel that you're going to bid on. So if you're going to bid on, I think, all nine parcels, you're going to need to come up with $180,000 to, you know, to bid on all nine, $250,000 to do the entire bid at the very end.
Mr. Cook?
The reason that I supported moving forward with this special meeting was water rights, as you mentioned, Mayor. We know that this is, we're only, what, a fourth of the way built out in the city, and we have to really be concerned about water. We're hearing distress signals all the way from Tallahassee. So I don't support moving forward any further from this discussion today for the reasons that I don't see where we could go especially with the precautions that the city attorney gave us. And if you don't mind, can I make one more statement?
Sure, go right ahead.
Sometimes people don't, the public, and I know when I was a resident, I didn't understand always why some meetings were called. And I just want to remind people that we're not allowed to discuss as commissioners any of this because of sunshine laws. So the only way we can discuss these issues is to come up here and have meetings. So I just want to make sure that everybody understands that was another reason I wanted everybody to hear what the discussion was, and so therefore I'm not in support of moving forward.
There's, and I'd also make a point too that, you know, looking over the legal aspects of this, you know, there's a tricky line here about delegating John and I to go do this, because that then implicates some sunshine issues if there's a true delegation. It actually prevents John and I from talking about this and talking about it outside the context of a public meeting. Again, I think why you don't see governments participating in auctions, because it's not a forum, a venue, an avenue that works for all the things that government is required to do in terms of transparency and sunshine and how you use taxpayer dollars and the like. So although we could be delegated to do that, we might not be able to talk to each other outside the context of this meeting. Or a meeting tomorrow, or even one Wednesday morning. We might need to have three to make sure we have it all right. And again, I just don't advise us doing that.
Okay. I don't see any other lights on. So I don't think we're going to make any motions today. So based on that, I think we've got the information we asked for. With that, I'll just close the meeting. This meeting's closed.